West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The husband of a 52-year-old Temple woman reported as missing from Table Rock State Park in South Carolina this week is asking the West Georgia community to pray for her safe return. According to the Pickens County Sheriff's Office, Stephanie Womax was last seen in the White Oak camping area of Table Rock State Park on March 3rd at approximately 6 p.m. Womax's husband, Darren, states that he left the campground at approximately 5 p.m. to pick up some supplies while Stephanie remained at the campsite. Witnesses placed Stephanie at the campsite by herself, but when her husband returned, she could not be located, and witnesses did not notice her leave the site. Darren tells WLBB Radio that the couple is visiting the park for their 18th wedding anniversary. Stephanie is president of the nonprofit 337 Foundation, which serves military veterans by providing housing and supportive services to veterans in the West Georgia community. Villarica police have charged the owner of a mobile tanning business with prohibition of sexually explicit electronic transmissions after she was alleged to have shared a nude image of a former client with an acquaintance. According to the Villarica Police Department report, the victim stated that she received a text message from a friend who advised she had received a nude photo of the victim from Danielle Hunt, who is the owner-operator of Peachy Tans. The victim advised that the photo was taken between the months of February and March 2022, and that Hunt had taken the photo without her consent during a spray tanning session. While the photo did not show the victim's face, she did tell police that she was able to identify herself in the photo by a tattoo she has on her lower back. Hunt was released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $1,500 bond. And several Roopville residents on Tuesday addressing the Carroll County Board of Commissioners repeating their concerns over the possibility that a company is again planning to build a battery storage facility on Glenlock Road. Last autumn, developers had requested the property be rezoned from agriculture to technology park to develop a battery energy storage facility. That request was withdrawn a short time later amid protest from the community. Those same residents are expressing concerns again after seeing increased activity on the property recently.
I stand before you tonight to once again voice the deep concerns of our community about a development of this nature in our backyard. While economic development is important, we urge you to look beyond the potential tax benefits and consider the significant lasting impact an industrial project could have. There are serious concerns regarding the water and air quality disruptions to our landscape and added strain on essential community services.
Carroll County's Planning and Zoning Commission next meets on March the 18th. An agenda for that meeting is not yet available. I'm Colin Worthington.